Simon & Schuster Australia presents Avoiding Mr. Right by Anita Heiss. Narrated by Tully Narkle. Chapter 1. Sydney versus Melbourne. "I'm moving to Melbourne," I blurted, and waited for the fallout. "What?" My three friends chorused their disbelief, their voices echoing through Ocean's Bar, which was uncharacteristically empty for a Sunday afternoon. It was a scorcher, so most of the locals were on the beach, and it was just us in the restaurant. I'd known for weeks I was moving, but wanted to wait until we're all together to deliver my prepared speech. I watched bikini-clad women walk by, and a drop of sweat made its way down my leg. I took a deep breath and began. "I've been given the chance of a lifetime. A job as a manager in the newly formed Department of Media, Sports, Art, Refugees and Indigenous Affairs."
"What are you talking about?"
Liza asked as she sucked an oyster from its shell.
"You know I've aspired to greater things for a while, and this job looks perfect. With my policy-making experience, there's a real chance that I can move through the ranks quickly. And to be honest, there's no reason why I couldn't one day be the Minister for Cultural Affairs. We've got Linda Burney, but we're always talking about how we need more blackfellas across government. In fact, all sectors."
"Wow, that's huge," Alice said. "But..."
"But what? I don't want to hear buts from my friends today. I want to hear, 'That's great. Congratulations. We're happy for you.'"
"Of course it's great," Alice said. "And congratulations on the promotion," Danny added. "And yes, we're happy for you." Liza lifted her glass in a toast. "But," they all said in unison.
"It's just that it's so sudden. We're a bit shocked," Alice said.
"And why Melbourne?" Liza asked.
I know, it's not ideal. But the job is in Melbourne, so that's where I'll be. And besides, it's only for a year. I didn't tell you I applied because I didn't want to jinx it. Or have you talked me out of moving south?"
"But Peter, you hate Melbourne," Liza said accusingly.
"Loathe Melbourne would be more accurate," Alice said, as she stuffed a hand-cut chip in her mouth.
"Actually, I don't believe I have ever heard you say a nice word about Melbourne," Danny reminded me. She was right. They were all right. But how could I agree with them now that I'd made the decision, accepted the offer and started packing?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?